Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till three, Danny and Dusty on the fan. Yep, I'm singing again, cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till three.
An Odyssey station.
Got a
girl, you something else.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with ya. On this Friday afternoon, thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. New co-host is none other than the great John Daly. John Daly over in that seat. You can see it on YouTube.
Sucking down a heater.
Sucking down a chili dog.
Well, yeah, we haven't heard that one for a while.
No, we haven't. I don't even know where that's at.
Is that even on the page? I'm not sure it is.
Oh, it is. It's got to be on. It's got to be on here. We'll get that. We'll get that to you. But that was one of my all-time favorite drops. We got to play that. How do you not? Okay, that's a you drop. How are you? I don't like this. I don't like this that you are manipulating our drop. Here we go.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
All right. Hour number two, we got to start with the pressing news of the day here. I was on Twitter just perusing social media yesterday as the Blazers were playing the Golden State Warriors. Fun little game. That was a fun little game last night.
Yeah.
Blazers Warriors. It really bothers me when the amount of Warriors fans that you see in Moda Center, you know,
yeah,
that like they've taken over the Lakers now as like the team that when they come, they just take over
right
the arena. Yeah. And I don't blame them. I don't blame Blazer fans right now. I mean, this is, you're in the doldrums and that's the second to last home game of a really tough season, but doesn't make it right. I'm sitting at home watching on TV getting pissed and not in the arena. I'm like, ah, they need to be more Blazers. No, it's fine. But as I'm sitting there and I'm watching the game, I notice right across my Twitter feed comes none other than Damon Stoudemire out of left field. The head coach at Georgia Tech replies to Portland Business Journal's tweet that says Colt Burger chain In-N-Out is inching closer to Portland. And Damon Stoudemire just with a quote tweet that says Burgerville is better.
Hey, he's right.
And then he quote tweets his own quote tweet with first stop every time I'm in town. You're not from Portland if you hate on Burgerville. Boy, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is very true. But I was surprised with how many people were coming back at Mighty Mouse with the, no, In-N-Out is better.
Yeah, well, it's because most of these people only know In-N-Out and probably, I'm guessing anyway, and do not know the greatness that is the Ville of Burgers.
Yeah. Yeah, they're Californians that haven't even given Burgerville the try.
Right.
So we have it up at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. Better fast food burger joint, Burgerville or In-N-Out? Currently, Burgerville leading the way, 61% of the vote.
As it should.
38% or 38.9% is going towards In-N-Out right now. I don't know if this is just me. The burgers at both places are very different.
Okay? Yes.
But where Burgerville gets me is the fries.
Mm-hmm.
The seasonal shakes.
Yes.
Like the shakes at In-N-Out, a good shake.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
It's a fine shake.
Not the Burgerville. Burgerville's got some of the best shakes.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried the rosemary, like garlic fries there too?
Oh, now we're talking.
The garlic aioli.
Yeah, now we're talking. See, the fries are way better. In-N-Out's fries are terrible.
Yeah.
We can agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. They've got a great burger and they've got good shakes. I think Burgerville's superior in both categories, though.
Yep.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the cult following of In-N-Out,
yeah.
The palm trees out front, the T-shirts that they have. They've got this branded perfectly.
Yeah.
In-N-Out, very good. I enjoy going to In-N-Out.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's great.
I've only been to the one in Salem twice.
Yeah.
I think I've been to the one in Medford twice.
I've been to the one Kaiser Station, is that right?
But I go down to California, In-N-Out is a tradition with my family when we go down to Southern California.
It's one of those things
go to the In-N-Out.
Yeah, when in Rome, do as the Romans.
We cannot sit here and pretend as if the In-N-Out is so far superior to the Burgerville burger.
Because it's just not.
Or the In-N-Out milkshake is superior to the Burgerville milkshake.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what you're thinking if you think that.
Now, is pricing the issue here?
Could be.
I mean, I think that is probably the big one.
Burgerville is pricey.
It is far more.
Even for their just basic little cheeseburger, which is, by the way, that's all I ever get there. It's just the little basic cheeseburger. Get a couple of those and some fries.
All right. We got some quick feedback here. DB Cooper's tweeted us, wow. Easiest way to spot a transplant is by this poll right here. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Absolutely.
And then Josh says, if you vote In-N-Out on out here, I'm going to need you to leave the state.
Build that border wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the thing with, I think the breadth of the menu too.
Mm-hmm.
The options that you have.
Yeah, because at In-N-Out, you don't, you know, they have their secret menu, but really outside of that, it's a very basic menu.
It is a basic menu.
In-N-Out, a bunch of basic bees, man.
But I think that where we do have some pushback is, like this texture says, you know, Burgerville value and quality has gone way downhill. I don't think the quality has.
I don't think the quality has, but they are pricey.
Yeah, yeah. The pricing may be what sways people one way or the other on this. You know, and I still think, though, it's uniquely Portland. We got you've got to go for it. And I just love the fact that that's how Georgia Tech's basketball coach is spending his offseason, is defending the honor of the great Burgerville franchise out of nowhere, just out of left field. And to think of when that tweet was sent, like think of Damon Stoudemire is presumably living in Atlanta, Georgia still. Is that a safe assumption to say?
I mean, yeah.
That tweet
coaching
came,
Georgia Tech.
That
yeah.
that tweet came at 11:20 p.m. in Atlanta. He was like, "No, this injustice will not stand."
Well, tell you what.
In the middle of the night, I spend my days recruiting for Georgia Tech and spending time on the Yellow Jackets basketball program. My nights are dedicated to defending the honor of Burgerville.
I'll tell you what. I hate to speculate here, but I have a feeling that it may lead to an old quote that I think was Damon Stoudemire's.
Yeah.
We smoked it all.
Nope, that's Cliff Harris.
Damn it.
That's Cliff Harris.
Okay.
That was a great quote by Cliff Harris. I'll tell you one. I mean, that one was nails from Cliff Harris. Is it where is the marijuana? We smoked it all. Yep. That was not Damon Stoudemire.
Damn. All right. Well, yeah. Anyway, that would have been good if I was right.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway,
mm.
Not that he didn't have his issue, you know. What was it? His was the tinfoil at the airport, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There we
I think
go.
So.
I think that was it.
Yellow Hummer coming down from Seattle.
Yeah.
Was he in that? I get my Jailblazers marijuana instances mixed up. The one that I will never forget
so many.
Is J.R. Ryder out of a pop can on the side of the road.
I believe it was Pepsi.
Mountain Dew, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But that one will always stick with me because it was like, really?
Yeah, right?
Really?
Like, really? You could
a
you
can?
Yeah, you didn't have a piece.
Like, what,
come on, man.
What do we do? Really? You didn't go home,
right? I mean,
really?
Yeah, you couldn't go swing by the Dragon Herbarium or something.
And this was like this. This was in Lake O. You couldn't have been too far from home,
right? Yeah, wait 5 minutes.
Man, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Oh,
that's
man.
The one that will always stick with. Other than that, and Quintel Woods. Using a bat, his rookie card as a piece of identification when he got pulled over. Those two cemented in my brain in Jailblazers lore. Everything else is just a smash them all together. I can't remember who, what, when, or where.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. This is Texas. Russ, you were only a decade off on that one between Cliff Harris and Damon Stoudemire. Two different sports.
Look, the timeline was not my concern.
It was all the same.
Yeah.
I mean, we ended up, we landed in the same spot.
Right, exactly.
Landed on the same spot.
We just took a circuitous route.
All right, so the poll is up. We will revisit this in hour number three because I think this is something that we really need to get to.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Let's go.
People are passionate about it.
I heard you say all 30 teams in the NBA in action tonight.
Yes, and also on Sunday, apparently. I learned that from Colin Cowherd this morning.
Well, yeah, no, that's their big push where they're they're doing like similar start times too.
Yeah,
so you don't have the
scoreboard
tanking
watching.
Forward position.
Yeah.
Going on.
Yeah,
but tonight is a big night across the NBA. Blazers be damned! Like one of the most meaningless games in the NBA tonight is the Portland Trail Blazers against the Houston Rockets,
mm-hmm.
where neither one of them have much to play for tonight. Yeah. But there's a ton to play for in a lot of really intriguing matchups across the NBA. Where the dust may settle as we head in to the final weekend of the NBA's regular season. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Busy night across the association in the NBA. We've got all 30 teams in action tonight, which leads us to a pretty light schedule for the weekend, as no games are on Saturday. I like what the NBA is doing with this. You know, it's fun for the fans that everybody's going to play tonight on Friday. You have no back-to-backs heading into the final day of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you know, back-to-backs heading into tonight, obviously Portland and in Golden State.
Yep.
Two of those teams. But you get this final push where everybody's going to have a day off, and then the final day on Sunday, everybody plays, and all of the start times are right around in that same window, right? I think they all range from 10 a.m. For the Eastern Conference teams, or most of them, and then 12:30 for most of the Western Conference teams. That's really smart on the NBA.
Yeah, the whole docket is between 10 a.m. and 12:30 on Sunday.
But what I like about all of this is that, you know, think of it back in, I don't know, we don't have to go back too far, right? Because I saw a tweet last night that was it was fascinating to me, that we have currently 10 teams in the West are 10 games over 500. That's an incredible number, because this person, Nick, I want to give him the right credit, Nick Engstat, said we have 10 teams that are 10 games over 500 in the West. If you go back to 1991, this would be the most ever. We've had nine sprinkled in quite a few times where you've had nine teams, 10 games over 500, but there's never been a season where there've been 10 teams over 500. And just think of like what this would have been like for, you know, like the Portland Trailblazers. Okay. Which if you go back to 2015, there were seven. Remember that year where there were seven 50-win teams in the Western Conference?
Yeah.
And the Blazers were one of them.
Yeah.
51 and 31. Life comes at you fast. But that was also 9 years ago, which also time goes really fast. COVID screws all that up.
Yeah.
But that was the year that Blazers were in that 4-5 matchup with the Memphis Grizzlies, and they got the floor mopped by Memphis in that series. But think of that. In 2015, you had the Warriors with 67 wins, the Rockets with 56, the Clippers with 56, Memphis, San Antonio each had 55, the Blazers had 51, the Mavericks had 50 wins. And so if you were to think about the way the playoffs are set now, Portland, because that was when divisions were a thing,
mm-hmm.
even though they weren't,
right?
Portland ended up as the 4 seed with 51 wins. Imagine if it was now, though, where a win between, if you were to look at it with the current NBA landscape, the Blazers and the Mavericks, if you were entering that final day, a win or loss would be dependent on whether you played the Rockets or the Clippers in the playoffs that year. Injuries matter. Like, how much is at stake between that 2 and 3 seed and that path towards the conference finals? Nobody was getting past the Golden State Warriors that year. But I like the way that they stagger everything now, because it makes for an exciting push and a furious finish to the NBA season. And now we have all 30 teams tonight, a day off. And then Sunday, it's going to be must-watch TV.
Yeah.
The only thing the NBA screwed up on, which they do quite often, is they're going head-to-head with Sunday at the Masters.
Yeah, that's a rough spot, definitely. But, I mean, this is the time your season ends every year. And, I mean, the Masters usually, for some reason, I feel like I always remember the Masters, like, almost always being on Easter. So it feels weird that this year it's not that. But, yeah, it's going up Sunday afternoon against the Masters, you're not going to have a whole lot of eyeballs. But the good thing about having it just basically both in those two different TV windows is, as you mentioned in the break, it eliminates a lot of the scoreboard watching by the teams in terms of who's going to be the tankopotamus and who's, you know, they just got to go out and play.
100%. All right, what's online tonight? The Denver Nuggets can clinch the one seed in the West with a win tonight. And Denver plays San Antonio. Probably going to chalk that up as a win. But they also need losses by the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Thunder play the Bucks, and that game is very intriguing because of you think of where both those teams are. You're in the second-to-last game of the season, and Milwaukee, they need to win without Giannis Antetokounmpo. They need to win this game against OKC in order to clinch the two seed in the Eastern Conference. Damian Lillard, we've seen him drag teams before that have been far worse off to more improbable wins. This is where Dame needs to kind of turn it on for Milwaukee. And that game has a ton of intrigue based on both conferences. The Eastern Conference 2 seed could be clinched with a win by Milwaukee, but also a loss for Oklahoma City in a win by Denver. That gap is they're staring down the third seed. Minnesota, on the other hand, they've got the Atlanta Hawks. And so I don't anticipate the one seed in the West being clinched tonight. But that is a clinching scenario for the Denver Nuggets. And think of where they were in post-All-Star break, what the Denver Nuggets have done. Closing that gap on both Minnesota and Oklahoma City, erasing it in an instant, and then just being kind of the embodiment of consistency that Michael Malone and the defending champions have kind of created in Denver.
You know, one of the things that I think has been a bit under discussed, and
Ooh.
which is mind boggling. The number one Boston Celtics are 13 games clear of the number two seed Milwaukee Bucks.
Their dominance has been impressive in the regular season over the last handful of years.
They're the only 50 win team in the East, and they've got 62 wins.
Now, this is always going to be the question with the Boston Celtics is, we know they have a great regular season roster, and with Drew Holiday there is a big difference because the last couple of years, it's been they don't have a guy that can dribble and get them out of hairy situations at the end of games. Mm-hmm. Drew Holiday is, one, a phenomenal perimeter defender.
Mm-hmm. And they've since locked him out, too.
And yeah, they assigned him to an extension yesterday.
Yes.
$136 million. Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Former Blazer great.
It.
Former
yeah.
Blazer great. Drew
Blazer,
Holiday.
Blazer
paid.
Legend.
Getting paid, but they needed a ball handler and perimeter defense. That could be a big game changer when it comes to the playoffs. Boston needs to prove it in the playoffs because last year when you get bounced as the one seed after another phenomenal regular season run by the eight seed at Miami Heat. Now, Miami goes to the NBA Finals, so it didn't look that bad at the end of the day. You can't have that happen, though, in back-to-back seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, this is a big year for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And so I'm going to be them in the playoffs. That's going to be where my eyes are because they are the most dominant team in the East. And it's not even close.
Yeah. Well, I'd say that Drew Holiday has proven to be a pretty nice little replacement for Marcus Smart.
You think?
I think that's worked out okay.
You think?
I think.
Also, you have CJ McCollum and the New Orleans Pelicans with a win over the Warriors tonight and a loss by the Phoenix Suns. They can clinch a playoff spot and avoid messing with that play-in at all. And look, they make this schedule so far in advance, it's hard to see what games are going to be primo heading into the second to last game of the season, but you've got Warriors and Pels, and Golden State is in a fight because if you look at it, there's a three-way tie 8-9-10 between Sacramento, Golden State, and LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of them, you have Golden State with a hell of a lot to play for, and then for Sacramento, they play the Phoenix Suns, which they need a win to try to avoid the play-in game heading into the final Sunday of the season. Mm-hmm. You have both of those have huge implications for what the play-in will look like, and then what the playoffs will look like with New Orleans and Phoenix both playing Golden State in Sacramento.
Well, now, and also let's not forget, too, outside of even playoff seeding and whatnot, these are a couple pretty important games for your Portland Trailblazers, too.
Yes, sir.
Because they have an outside shot, and they need some help. But they have an outside shot where they're currently the fifth worst record in the league. They could go all the way down to third.
They still could do that?
They have a one-game, air quotes, lead over Charlotte and San Antonio. The Charlotte and San Antonio each have one more loss than the Blazers.
All right, San
with
Antonio.
Two games remaining.
San Antonio plays the Nuggets tonight.
Okay.
That's a loss. That's a loss. Boston plays the Hornets. That's a loss. So you're not making up any ground there.
Right.
If you look at what is on tap for Sunday, the Hornets play the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers are one of those teams where they've got a ton to play for right now, too, because as it currently stands, they are the 4 seed. They could bump themselves all the way up to the 3 seed mm-hmm. if New York loses in their final two and they win their final two, but they could also fall all the way back down to the 6 or potentially the 7 if they lose both their games. So Cleveland has a ton to play for heading into the final two games of the season. That's who Charlotte plays. And then wrapping it up at the end of the season, the Spurs had the Detroit Pistons, which mm-hmm. that's a tasty, that could be a tasty little victory. The Blazers could finish dead last in the Western Conference.
Right. Now, also, let's not get ahead of our skis here in terms of the Hornets and the Celtics being an automatic loss, because the Celtics have absolutely zero to play for.
That is true.
And they've got guys on the injury report already and saying that they're you know, most of their big guys are really not going to play much over the next two games.
I present to you the Charlotte Hornets as my counter-argument.
That's a strong counter-argument.
To which, as Danny Meringue dubbed it, the great suck-off. They found a way to lose that game against the Portland Trailblazers. Was that just over a week ago?
Yeah.
So, like, do not underestimate the power of the Charlotte Hornets to be an absolute abomination of a basketball team, if need be. What we do need, though, is, look, CJ McCollum to go off for, like, 9 three-pointers again and to sink the Golden State Warriors, because the further down they get pushed into that Western Conference play-in, the better it is for the Blazers, if we're being quite honest. Mm-hmm. Like, if they can't get out of the play-in and they've got to win two, that's the spot that Blazer fans want the Warriors to
yes.
be in.
Yep.
I just have zero faith in the Lakers. The Lakers are... That look that LeBron James gave the other night, that is just ingrained in my head of him just dejected on the bench, just being like, what am I doing? Why am I here?
Why am I here?
What's happening? All right, so there's your play-in scenarios and your playoff scenarios as we enter second to last night of the NBA. Go Blazers! How about that? You know?
Yeah.
I'm all for this. Get into those bottom three.
Yeah, exactly.
At all costs.
Yes.
Let's go.
No, I'm not sure of any of the tiebreaker scenarios and how those are all working out in their favor or against them.
That win over Charlotte was not good.
It hurt.
Yep.
It hurt.
That hurt. That's a big win loss.
Yeah, it was brutal,
it's
dude.
A big win resulting in a loss.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our worst day on the web. This is how you're going to honor one of the best players in NBA history. Next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
Allen Iverson is one of the greatest scorers in NBA history. I love Allen Iverson. AI. the jean-sagging, do-ragging, gun-toting, dope-smoking phenom who's going to take over the NBA one cornrow at a time, as SI's article when he was drafted out of Georgetown and during his rookie season put it. That's still, that is one I will never forget. The lead to that article of Allen Iverson, the jean-sagging, do-ragging, gun-toting, dope-smoking phenom who's taking over the NBA one cornrow at a time.
Yeah, that is, yeah, that's... There's a lot there.
Yes, there was. But Allen Iverson was one of the most electric players in the NBA. Think of the teams that the team that he took the NBA Finals in Philadelphia. I mean, he was incredible. And at his size and the physicality that the game was played with at that point in his career, he was getting to the rim. He wasn't the outside shooter. He was a creator, and he was phenomenal. Whether, you know, who are on those teams? Eric Snow and Jeff McGinnis. Yeah,
exactly. Who were on those teams? Was Theo Ratliff still there?
I think was maybe Mutombo on one of those teams too in Philly. It was AI. And the Philadelphia 76ers have honored Allen Iverson with quite possibly the tiniest statue that has ever been unveiled. And this is the question that pops into mind. At what point is your statue turned into an insult? Because Allen Iverson is taller than his statue in front of these Philadelphia 76ers practice facility. I'm not kidding. 6'1" AI. Yeah. Is taller than his statue.
Yes.
It's about a 3-foot statue. It looks like something that a college football team would get from winning a rivalry game.
Well, and like even the podium, even with the statue sitting on a podium, Allen Iverson is still taller than it.
And rightfully so. The big hubbub on social media is that the 76ers are getting roasted for it. Now.
Well, and deservedly so.
I think that. There's levels to this, because remember the Ronaldo airport in Portugal that he got?
Yes.
Where it did looked nothing like him.
Nothing like him.
It looked more like the melted-faced courtroom sketch of Tom Brady than it did actually Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes.
But that would be a statue where you go, no. Insulting. The AI statue is actually really good, just very tiny.
Yes,
very tiny.
Very tiny.
And the thing that gets me is that there's a video, and you posted this to at 1080 The Fan on X or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
But that, they have all of the other greats and statues of them. They've got a Wilt Chamberlain statue around. They got a Billy Cunningham statue. Did not realize Maurice Cheeks was statue worthy, but he has one. Dr. J obviously has one. Moses Malone, Charles Barkley, the greats of the Philadelphia 76ers, they all have a statue in front of their practice facility. All of them seem much larger than the AI one.
Yeah, okay, so I wasn't the only one that picked up on that. That wasn't just me taking crazy pills.
No. Are they life size? Absolutely not.
Right.
But even to scale, the AI statue is dwarfed in all of this. One thing I do love is that they brought AI back into the fold, though, because for the longest time, like, he wasn't.
Right.
And I think that so much has changed in AI being regarded as, I don't know if Allen Iverson gets the respect that he deserves as being as prolific as he was.
Right. No, you're not wrong. And what's amazing too, is that you go on, and even after he moved off from the 76ers, and it's like, oh, that's right. He was a Denver Nugget. He was a Detroit Piston.
Yeah.
You know, in those later days, it's like picturing Patrick Ewing in an Orlando Magic uniform.
Well, or Dikembe Mutombo in a Philadelphia 76ers uniform. Do you think he gets the statue? Do you think that Dikembe Mutombo gets the statue eventually?
Wagging the finger.
Now, we were talking about that that team that went to the NBA Finals,
mm-hmm.
And you were right. Theo Ratliff was on that team. He started 50 games for the 76ers. That team that went to the finals did have Mutombo.
Aaron McKee.
34-year-old Dikembe Mutombo. It had Allen Iverson, Theo Ratliff, Eric Snow, Mutombo, George Lynch, Aaron McKee. Tony Kukoc was on that team. Played what? Tony Kukoc played on that 76ers team. Tyrone Hill. Vernon Maxwell at 35 years old off the bench.
Vernon.
Kevin Ollie, national champion coach. Kevin Ollie was on that team. That is not a team that is an NBA Finals
team. That is built for the finals, no.
Not with 34-year-old Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
So AI averaged 31 points per game. The next closest was Theo Ratliff at 12.4.
Oh, wow.
Then Dikembe Mutombo averaged 11. Aaron McKee averaged 11 as well. That was an NBA Finals team.
That's bananas. I didn't realize the disparity there. He literally took that team to the finals by himself.
And just think of this. He did it shooting 32% from three. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he only averaged 4 threes a game. He was not a three-point shooter, and he was only – and 6'1 was his listed height. You know? Like, this was back when in the NBA, like, AI, is he 5'11", 6 feet? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, he could have told him whatever the hell he wanted to, but Allen Iverson, 11-time All-Star, 4-time scoring champ, 3-time steals champ, and 7-time All-NBA. Dude was incredible. And he has the tiniest statue I've ever seen. It really does. It looks like something that Georgetown would give out for a rivalry game that they play.
Yeah. Can I ask something else too?
Sure.
What I thought was strange about this. They're outside the practice facility.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, you know, I don't know. Like, don't you do the statues outside the arena?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been to the arena in Philly, so I wouldn't know what that situation is.
Well, but it seems like most player statues and you know, honors of that sort, I guess I just took for granted that it seemed like they were always outside of the stadium or arena or what have you, and not at the practice facility.
Do the Blazers need statues? That text coming on the fan text, the Vancouver Ford text line.
Do they need all the banners they have hanging in the rafters either? And all of those retired numbers?
Probably not.
So I think there we go.
I think retiring the number is enough. We have so many retired numbers in Portland.
So many retired numbers.
But, and look.
And there's one number that's been retired twice, right?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah.
30. The great number 30, retired twice by the Portland Trailblazers.
TP and Bobby, was it Bobby Gross?
I think that sounds right. That sounds right.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to roll with that. That is fact.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Who would be the first Blazer that gets a statue, though? That's the question.
I mean, do you go chronologically or do you go in order of importance?
I think
there's
in Portland, we're so weird in this.
And we're going sentimentality, too.
We hold things in such high regard here, character-wise, mm-hmm. right? Like, I probably would say, because it's so late in the game, the first one that Portland would do would probably be, like, Maurice Lucas.
Okay.
You do a Maurice Lucas statue with all, like, the Maurice Lucas award winners kind of around it.
Okay.
And then you go from there, you go Bill Walton, Clyde Drexler.
Dame. Is that where you start getting into your Jerome Kersey's? Also for the sentimental aspect and what he meant here, and maybe like a duck.
Yeah.
You know?
Just the entire 1992 team.
Look, I mean, that was the heyday.
Yeah.
That was the heyday.
I mean, you
team.
Go, the three, I mean, obviously the three guys that are statue worthy here are Walton, Drexler, and Lillard.
Yes.
I mean, those guys.
In terms of on-court play.
On-court play,
yes.
100%. Then you go, maybe they take a page out of the Philly playbook, where you have your big statues and then you have your little statues. Where, like, give B. Roy a tiny little statue.
Your big statues and then your participation trophies.
That's right. That's right. But I think those three would be, and then Dr. Jack getting a statue would be awesome.
Yes. As long as you can incorporate the, you know, a plaid sport coat in there somehow in pants.
Yeah. I've seen the pictures of, you know, the great statues of Italy, right? Where you got like Michelangelo statues and stuff and the detail that was in that. Like, yes. They have like sheets. If modern statue makers cannot put plaid on it, then I think that we're in some trouble here.
Valid point.
I think we can do that with certainty. I think we can find a way to get the plaid in there. Bill Shonley statue?
Yeah.
Get a Sean statue?
Yeah, that's definitely necessary. He's got to be one of the... I think if you got to go with the top five, you know, Mount Rushmore plus one, you got to go with Walton, Clyde, Dame, Jack, and Sean's.
I think that's a good little...
I think that's a good starting five.
Place to start.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Dr. Jack needs to have a fat cigar, too. That's a great text.
Yep.
That's like the Red Auerbach statue in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw that, and he's got a big old fat stogie. Yeah, have the fat stogie in there, too. Let's go. This one says, Portland has more retired numbers that are the same number than they do championships. That's sad. That's also very true.
That's also very true.
That's a factual statement. 30 is retired twice, one championship. And the Mariners have the Dave Niehaus statue, broadcaster statue. I mean, mm-hmm. You don't need a reason, like a precedent for a Bill Shonley statue. The dude coined Rip City, for God's sakes.
Right?
I think that's enough.
Yeah.
It's the identity of Portland.
He spawned jerseys. City-themed jerseys.
Yeah. All right. That's an interesting one. We'll read some of your texts on this one, too. 503-864-6326. That's a Vancouver Ford text line. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, we got some texts here. Do the Blazers need statues? The Blazers need statues. What?
No.
Now, this would be a whole other thing. Could you unretire some jerseys and just build statues instead? Like, how cool would it be, like, in front of Moda, or, God forbid, they ever build an entertainment district, and you have, because, like, the entire 77 starting five team is there, right? If you had, like, all of them, and then Dr. Jack, you know, who famously would take a knee and watch the games, like,
yes.
Taking a knee in front of them, and you had all five of those guys, wouldn't that be a cool little ode to them, where it's like, yeah. And unretiring numbers is never going to happen. But, I mean, maybe we should think about it, you know?
Right.
Instead,
yeah.
Build them statues and pay ode to them in a different way. But, like, this text says, the unquestioned Mount Rushmore of Trailblazer players is Drexler, Walton, Lillard, and Roy. Roy was a Hall of Fame talent whose career was cut short by injuries, but his greatness was unquestionable. He also never lost a home game to Kobe Bryant when he was healthy and played 30 minutes, was 6-1 against him. When Kobe went to three championships in a row, 2008 to 2010. Number five, Jeff Petrie, number five on there.
Okay. Yeah, he gets forgotten a lot.
Petrie's great.
Yeah.
He was great. But I am, I think like having like a statues area because of the way people fall in love with Portland Trailblazers players. Because of like what they mean to the community, like when you said Duck and Jerome,
yeah,
you know the guys that came back and lived here, like Terry, mm-hmm. And like hell, Cliff Robinson, even,
yep,
you know, who is beloved by the players. Like you could have a forest of statues, and I think fans would love that.
Absolutely,
you know, and
well, and you've got a great space for it too, between Moda and the VMC.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, this is a great text. Have a Jack statue kneeling in front of a Sean's at a desk. That'd be a great one.
Fantastic.
Yeah, with
that's
the
a great
old
idea.
With the old Trailblazers lettering like on the front of the in logo on the front.
Absolutely, like,
dude, that'd be great.
Yeah, the old vertical pinwheel.
Yeah, I mean, do the Pirates really have 10-foot statues? Do the Pittsburgh Pirates, is that the one thing that the Pittsburgh Pirates do well?
Is the statues? They get the statues right?
Yeah.
Sure.
God. Oh my God, these are gigantic. What in the world? Look, the Pittsburgh statue game is on point. The Steelers need to do this. Could you imagine a big old fat Ben Roethlisberger statue? It's like, what era of Ben do we build this statue in? You know?
Is it the bathroom one?
Go. You went, yeah, you did it.
I did it.
Can't take you anywhere. You know, like a big old Ben Roethlisberger, like, this is like, what, it's not even what era, it's like what point in any given season that Ben Roethlisberger played. I'd never seen a player. Ben Roethlisberger would come into a season in like season opener, September. You're sitting there and you look at him and you go, well, Ben looks svelte. Every November, that dude, he added a layer for those Pittsburgh winters. Yeah. Whether it was like bandages and braces or just like that little extra nice love that he got on him. Ben Roethlisberger would just be a different looking player every year from September to November.
Let's face it, too. If they do a Ben Roethlisberger statue, it has to be him making the face from that meme. Just the
oh.
I mean, right? It's got to be that one.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Let's get to hour number three here on this Friday. Let's start with taking a little inventory of where the Oregon Ducks are. Halfway through spring ball, a lot of new faces and a lot of big shoes to fill. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.